Good morning, Charlottesville. Welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and once again, we're glad you're here with us on this Saturday morning. News Radio 1070 WINA is where we are. You're listening live if you're in the radio, and on the computer, you can listen live as well by going to WINA.com and click on Listen Now. And the show is broadcast, obviously, at 10 o'clock to 10:30 every Saturday morning. And we're grateful to have you as a listener. I just am stunned by the fact that the amount of people that not only are listening to the show on the radio or listening live on the computer, but the people who are downloading and listening to the show is now over 2,000 people a week. And that's just extraordinary. As you know, I named this show Real Estate Matters because I think that a lot of things that go on in our community have to do with real estate. Whether it be mortgages, whether it be buying houses, renting houses, whether it be taxes, how real estate taxes help pay for schools, it all matters. And a lot of it has to do with real estate. And this show will go along with that theme in regards to there's a new community. In fact, a couple new communities here in Charlottesville and one even over in Stanton that we may get a chance to talk about. Neil Sansevich is with me in the studio. And we're talking about a number of different things. What initially got me to thinking about having him on the show is, as you know, over the year and a half that we've been doing this now, when there's been a new sort of unique community coming in the marketplace or that's been here that I think you need to know about, I've brought the folks on to kind of share and give you an overview of what that community is like. And Neil is doing that, at least in the one place I knew about, and then I sort of knew about his place in Stanton, but prior to coming on the show, he shared with me that there's even another project downtown Charlottesville that hopefully we can talk about as well. Neil is a friend, gotten to know him and appreciate his friendship as well as what he's doing in the marketplace. Neil, when did you guys actually come to Charlottesville first? What brought you to Charlottesville? I know a little bit about that story, but what brought you to Charlottesville? And then we'll kind of talk about what got you into this this part of the business.
Well, first, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. What brought me here, like I hear is a recurring story from a lot of people, is quality of life, believe it or not. I was a real estate developer in a small town of Salisbury, North Carolina, happened to be where my wife is from. But I was also a developer in Denver, Colorado, before moving to Salisbury. So I've been in the business now for over 20 years. If people are listening to this accent, I'm originally from New Orleans. But married a North Carolina girl, it kind of brought me to this part of the country. But what brought me to Charlottesville was very fortunate and blessed to kind of pick where I wanted to kind of spend my time. And being a real estate developer and investor, you know, you can kind of do it wherever. And I started doing a lot of research after working in the business for a while and started seeing what the quality of life that I wanted. And Charlottesville fit the bill, you know, with the great university, a great strong economic engine of the university. And when I visited here, I started asking people, just general people, I'd walk along the street and say, do you like living here? And, you know, and 95% to 98% of the people that I asked said, you know what, I really enjoy living here. So that's what really kind of got me here in the first place.
That's great. That's great. And folks, what we're going to talk about, you know, at the beginning of the show, and then we'll kind of take it as it comes in regards to the other communities. There is a new community that you may or may not be aware of. Better Homes and Garden Real Estate 3 announced, I guess back in November, December of last year, that Neil had bought a tract of land, I think about 400 acres of land from Glenmore. Jeff Gaffney and John Kessler with the Glenmore Group sold this property to Neil to develop some fairly unique pieces of land, lots for people to build that dream home. And if I'm not mistaken, Neil, you actually live in Glenmore yourself.
No, I did.
Okay. Okay,
but this is
did.
A great story.
All right,
is
great.
That I did. And this is what really got me interested in this development. But the one reason I loved living there, but I wanted to kind of have a little bit more room to have a garden and a little orchard, maybe having a couple of horses. So what's unique about this development here is that we're putting in, and it's just finished the last few weeks, put in this loop road that tied two of the major streets in back of Glenmore. And what's east of this loop road is the ability that if it was here 4 years ago and I left Glenmore, I would have stayed here. What we're doing is we are offering 14 lots that are unique to Glenmore. is they're going to be from 5 and 7 acre parcels, 10 of them about that size, and they're even going to be 4 21-acre sites inside the Country Club of Glenmore. So that's basically the development called, we call it the preserve at Glenmore. Now, the remaining land, right, when you said 400 acres,
right,
there's still more land there. But what we decided to do is, and I know the people that are involved with Monticello, and especially people who are involved with keeping a lot of green space, the majority of it is just going to be turned into 2 large farms, over 100 acres apiece, and it's in the view shed of Monticello. So I know they really appreciate that along the Rivanna River, which is not dotted with a tremendous amount of houses. Matter of fact, they're even going to be placed in the trees. So from the air, you really won't see any houses there. So we feel good about being a good steward of the land at the same time.
Now, it's interesting. We were hoping that that Jeff Gaffney and Marina Ringstrom were going to be on the show with us today, because they're the ones who are actually marketing this with Neil. But they are a little bit younger than me, and therefore they're both dealing with taking children to the college. And one, Jeff's daughter going to the university for her first year, and Marina, I think her daughter is in her second year in college. But anyway, they're doing what they need to do from a family standpoint. So Neil and I are going at it alone today. But when you talk about, okay, you got the 14 lots.
Uh-huh.
You talk about the 2 farms. Now, will those farms be common use farms, or they'd be sold separately as farms?
Matter of fact, those 2 have already sold. Matter of fact, we already pre-sold 2 21-acre sites too. So we've had a lot of great interest, and I think what's really nice about the development, that there are people, and that's why I've decided to take, you know, the risk in doing this, is that I think there are people who do want these little small little homesteads, and what's great, it's inside a country club environment. So if they have kids, or if they wanted to play golf, they don't necessarily have to be way out in the county to enjoy the country and what land affords you to do. But at the same time, you can get in your golf cart and go hit around a golf very easily.
And then from a standpoint of once you've bought the lot, is there particular builders that are going to be involved in this, or people have their own, you know, choices for builders? How's that going to work?
You can have your own choice of builder, although it's going to be regulated like all of Glenmore. Is there going to be an architectural review board in which I sit on? And, you know, we're going to have certain standards, not outrageously ones, but ones that we can control the values and kind of, you know, watch what people put up. But what's nice about this, too, I'd like to mention, is there's this main loop road, and we're talking about that large lots. But on the other side of this road we're putting in.
Just interrupt you for a second, and before we go to the break, as you're driving into Glenmore, mm-hmm. and for folks that you know what I'm talking about, you go out 250 East, and you take a right into Glenmore, and it's beautiful. You turn right, and you go down, and to the right, there's the horses and stuff, and then you take another right and you go in through the gate. Is the preserve straight ahead? Or
straight. It's through the gates. You take the main road.
Okay.
You go past the country club and you just pass it. And that main road that goes past the country club and then around the back way, it's called the Q2 section, which was the last area that was developed by Glenmore. We're connecting both of those together with a mile-long road. So it's really looping and really finishing the plan that the original developers had in mind.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt, but so they buy the lot and they decide they want to build a particular type of building. They've obviously got to submit plans to the architectural review board and things. But as far as what am I trying to think of? Builders,
yeah.
or is there a handful of builders, or can you bring anybody else, anybody that you want in?
Yes, you can bring anybody else you want in, but. That being a segue, we do have on the other side of the road that Glenmore Associates is developing, in which I'm kind of acting as a consulting and helping. Those we already have a lot of interest in. These are going to be the same size lots that rest of Glenmore is, which is about 3/4 acre apiece. And we hope to, you know, break ground with houses real shortly on that side.
And how many lots ultimately will be on that side?
Now, this is going to be the last. What we're talking about now is the last of Glenmore, and really the last that's designated for that whole part of the county. That last is going to be about 100 lots.
Okay.
So, and that's it.
And those particular lots, although they're marketed by Better Homes and Garden Real Estate 3, There's a co-op. So if other agents, realtors who listen to the show, they've got buyers who are interested in either the preserve or those lots, getting in touch with Marina or Jeff or whoever. There's a co-op on the other side for agents to bring buyers in as well, I would assume.
Definitely.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. New American Mortgage is the sponsor of the show, as well as Classic Furniture. We're talking with Neil Sansevich, and we're talking about the Glenmore Preserve. But when we get back, we're going to talk about a community that I wasn't even aware of until we sat in the studio today downtown. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about what's happened in Stanton, because that's a whole nother neat community of folks doing neat things. I'm really excited about having Neil on the show here at News Radio 1070 AM, and we will talk with you after the break. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. I'm here with Neil Sansevich at News Radio 1070. You can find us at www.facebook.com/Real Estate Matters. And as I said earlier in the show, you can listen live at WINA.com and click on Listen Live. And if you want to listen to this podcast or podcasts from previous shows, just go to WINA.com, click on Podcasts, go to Real Estate Matters, and then you'll find an archive of shows going back from this show all the way back to, I think it's February. It's a 4 or 5 month archive of shows that you can listen to in case you missed something that was of interest to you. As I've already shared, we're talking with Neil Sansevich, not a native, native of New Orleans, Cajun guy, who, like a lot of people, has found his way to Charlottesville because he's heard wonderful things about our community, and it's a great place to live, it's a great place to work, and he has certainly found it to be the case, and has started, if you missed the first part of the show, he has entered into a development partnership with Glenmore, and called the Glenmore Preserve, and also is helping with the last 100 lots that will be built out there in the Glenmore area. And you can drive on out there and get an idea of what's happening out there. But I want to take a few minutes with the time that we have remaining, because even though Neil has been very committed and involved in creating this development out near Glenmore and in Glenmore, and, you know, sort of the bucolic setting, the farms, the horses, the, you know, being able to have nice places to walk. You've got the country club setting with the golf and the swimming and the tennis and that kind of thing. Neil also has taken an active interest in downtown and is working, not finalized, but is working on a project downtown. I think it's called, is it called 550?
It's called the 550.
Okay, called the 550, which I'm guessing is probably has something to do with an address of
exactly
of some
sort. Right. It's 550 East Water Street. And it's right across from the C&O restaurant. It's along the train tracks there.
I got you.
And what I did is when I moved here, the first thing I did was invest in the C&O train station there with the parking lot, with the idea of always taking that parking lot and doing an infill project there. So over the years, I've kind of waited for the whole thing to be built and let them kind of take some steps, and then about 4 years ago, started really working with Dagen and Grigg Architects, and we've gone through a couple of drawings. And of course, 3 years ago, we were about to look like we were going to get something up, but we decided, this is not the time to take that risk. But now we feel very, very comfortable. We see, by talking to economists and people coming to us, we've seen that there's definitely the need. The Gleason, the largest project that's ever been done downtown, seems like to be doing really great. My understanding is that there are just 9 units left. So we feel it's perfect timing now to add a nice little boutique project. It's going to be 23 units, including the first floor being retail units. So we feel real good about it. So we're just hoping, I'm not saying it's going to be tomorrow, but it looks like it's coming to a head that hopefully within the next 6 months or so, we can see something come out of the ground.
And that project, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be marketed by Sloan Milby, Lindsay Milby being sort of the key person in that situation. And obviously she and Joe have had some wonderful experiences downtown as far as marketing properties and things. So you're in good hands there.
We feel great about it.
Range of square footage in those units, what's it going to look like?
Well, what's nice is with the redesign that we did, we really think we're listening to the market. We're going to have a nice wide range from a few one-bedroom studio apartments at great price points and up to those 3 or 4 that kind of get up here to maybe the 1,800, 2,000 square feet, you know, the ones on the upper floor. So we're going to be able to serve, I think, all people from the from really the student that wants a nice little investment, you know, while they go to school here, to the people who want something really, really nice.
Yeah, and then from the standpoint of the retail, how many retail units will be down there on that main level?
It's flexible right now, but it looks like we're going to have at least 3 to 4. It depends how large you want. We'll have like 4 major bays, but we can design however much square footage somebody wants.
So when you all when you made that commitment, and obviously it was, you know, several years ago, and folks, that's something to really understand. And if you've listened to this show at all, you know that that we talk about this a great deal. A lot of folks don't understand that a developer doesn't just wake up one day, buy a piece of property, and put it on the market to build homes on it a month later. I mean, it's years in the making in many situations. And that's why you've seen some builders really fall upon hard times over these last few years, because they were investing in the future. They bought land at a very high price at the particular time that they bought it. And then the market obviously took a downturn in 2005, 2006, whenever it is that you think it took a downturn or where it started. Mm-hmm. And they were left with lots that they couldn't build houses on for a price that they could get out of them profitably. And so they've ended up having to give the lots back or lose them in foreclosure or whatever the case may be. And your situation is the same. Not that that you're in trouble, but that you did this several years ago with the understanding that at some point, at some time, it'll be the right time. And you've been in a position to be able to hold on and wait till the right time. I know that I'm not trying to pin you down here, but if your best guess, when would you think that folks would be able to begin to, what do they call it? Is not doing a contract because you got to file all your documents and stuff. But anyway, take applications.
Reservations. Application, correct.
Well,
the condo documents are all done, and we're ready to go. We're just kind of fine-tuning a few little things. And we hope that Lindsay Milby, we can give her the okay fairly shortly to start talking to people. But what we want to do, like a lot of developers, you know, they put it out too a little too early. We want to make sure that everything is in line, that it's going definitely be built before we waste anybody's time or really put it out to the market. This is hot off the press. You're the first person I've talked to. A lot of people are going to know about it. But what's great, it is a small project. And, you know, if there's anybody out there who might be interested into, you know, a first-rate quality project, I feel very confident it's going to happen.
Well, one thing that we'll do, as we always do, is once you have the information that you want to provide out to the public, and you know, whether it's a link to a website or whatever the case may be, either you or Lindsay, get it to me. I'll post it on the Real Estate Matters Facebook page. I'll post it on the Roy Wheeler business page, so that that goes out to the folks that are following us on a regular basis, with so that they can get a feel for what it is. And if they have interest in it, then they can, ask the questions and find out timing wise and that kind of thing. I'm excited because, you know, I've just had a conversation in the last week or two with Dave Stevens. Some of you may have heard that on the show, and we were talking about the future of the housing market. And at that particular point, new home sales were off another 6%. And you know, even though interest rates are an historic 50-year low, 4% or less, you know, the number of refis that have been applied for were less than they expected. So, in some ways, it's really easy to kind of get discouraged and think, golly, day, there's nothing that's ever going to turn this thing around. Whereas listening to you, Neil, and knowing that things, that some of these other properties are selling out and filling up, there are people buying, and
definitely,
there are, if it's the right opportunity. I say to people all the time, if it's priced right, and if it's in good condition and has the amenities that people want, it doesn't stay in the market very long.
Well, I was talking to someone this morning, just talking about the overall environment of downtown. If you want to just talk about downtown, it's very, very positive. We have that World Strides. We can have 200 people, more people walking downtown. The CFA, you know, with the Martha Jefferson, that's going to be another 400 people walking downtown. Our downtown is successful. There's nothing showing in the cards that it's going to revert not to be successful.
Right.
Now, there was a little choppy period there for a year and a half or two, but over the last few months, you know, I have property downtown. There are more people wanting to be downtown. The businesses are looking to relocate downtown. So I'm very bullish on downtown, and of course this whole Charlottesville area.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we're talking with Neil Sansevich here at News Radio 1070, and in just the last minute or so, I just really appreciate the fact that that you're willing to come in and give us an idea of what's going on. Folks, if you want more information, what's the best way to reach you, Neil, if somebody has any wants more information on either one of these particular communities?
Well, probably the best thing to do is, can I give my phone number?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's 962-2150, 434 area code.
Great. And then as you come up with links and websites, you want to email those to me, I'll get them up so that people have that information as well. Neil, I really appreciate your time. Our time is up. And as always, I really thank you for yours. Have a great weekend, Charlottesville.